This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So last night, were you waving the Lithuanian flag or the blue one with the symbol of the euro? How could you have forgotten that Lithuanians, as of today, are using the euro for their money? The BBC's Vishala Sripathma is just back from Lithuania and joins us now from London. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, you've been reporting from Lithuania, and you've been speaking to Lithuanians about this adoption of the euro. What have you been hearing?
It's a mixed bag, really. People in the capital seem to be quite upbeat about adopting the euro currency. And they kind of see it as a last stamp of approval from the European Union. There are some worries that prices will rise once they adopt the euro. So I was asking lots of people in the main shopping district how they felt about losing their national currency. This is what they had to say.
We're not losing our independence or something. I mean, it would be just easier for everyone who's traveling abroad, who's maybe doing business. It doesn't bother me.
Generally, I feel people are a little bit afraid. They think that the prices will rise up, but I personally don't. I think it's good.
Problem is, of course, if things go wrong, they no longer can ask their central bank to print local currency to tide them over. That's what happens when you join the common currency.
And it's something that economists acknowledge. And one person I spoke to said, actually, they are quite worried about how the eurozone is going to look in, say, 4 or 5 years' time. A lot of it rests on the laurels of Brussels, and that does make people feel quite nervous about it, particularly as the economic makeup of the Baltics is very different to that of Western Europe. So that adoption process is going to take a while.
When Ukraine wanted to move closer to Europe, Russia took umbrage. How do you think this move into the bosom of the eurozone might affect Lithuania's ties with Russia?
It's already had a pretty negative impact, particularly because Russia has banned EU imports into the country. And a lot of industries in Lithuania sell solely, exclusively to Russia. So they're hit quite badly. Movements in Ukraine, they've been watching very closely, but they're not as fearful as people may think about Russia entering their borders because they're part of the EU, they're part of NATO, so they've got that security blanket.
The BBC's Vishala Sripathma is just back from the country that is now the 19th country to partake in the euro. Vishala, thank you.
Thanks very much.